Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
We've asked Dr. Kevin Most of Northwestern Medicine to weigh in on what may have happened to Damar Hamlin last night. Dr. Most, I wonder if there is enough information for you to speculate on what may have happened here. Do you think there was a pre-existing condition at play?
Well, Bob, this is a tough one because, you know, when we think of athletes, we think of heart issues, we often think of something called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a thickened heart wall. But I would imagine that someone at his state and where he's at in his life and that he's probably had that evaluation done with echocardiograms. So then we go back to saying, okay, was it the blow to the chest, which just happened to unfortunately knock the electrical activity haywire in his heart, which is a little bit more common in younger kids. But that's certainly what it's looking like right now, where a direct blow to the chest causes an arrhythmia in the heart, and that's why he first got up. Boy, his heart wasn't pumping appropriately, not enough blood flow to his brain, and that's why he collapses on the field.
So you're saying that someone who is completely healthy, heart healthy, this is a possibility for them?
Yeah, I mean, fortunately it's very rare. Unfortunately, it's very true that they can have a normal, totally normal structural heart, but unfortunately they hit. We have to remember that the heart works in two ways. One, it is mechanical, and two, it's electrical. The electrical forces the mechanical. And as long as they're in sync, it's great. But a blow to the chest can just throw that electrical off just a little bit, and all of a sudden we get an irregular heartbeat. We have four main chambers to our heart. Two atrium, two ventricles. The ventricles are the pumps. If they fibrillate, if they shake, we don't get good blood flow, and that's obviously life-threatening. So certainly a blow to the chest like this can cause that, usually in younger athletes, you know, and we see it in hockey, we see it in baseball, we see it in lacrosse, but usually in younger kids. But certainly what they did by getting him down, getting him started on CPR, getting that AED out there, certainly was everything that they could have done and should have done as quickly as they did.
Doc, how much does it weigh in his favor that he's 24 years old, and as far as we know, it did not have any sort of chronic condition that anyone's been made aware of?
Yeah, Dave, very good point. You know, when we look at this, this could happen in the fight, you know, but if something like that and the individual happens to be a smoker and is obese and high blood pressure and doesn't take care of themselves, obviously they are at much higher risk. So certainly, as you pointed out, here's a 24-year-old world-class athlete, so really the chance of a good outcome is definitely elevated because of his physical stature.
So what do you suspect they're doing now? How do you treat the patient today?
Yeah, well, you actually heard, you know, that he is sedated. So that is not unusual. They're cooling him, most likely. In other words, they try to lower that body temperature. And the reason they do that is we know that it increases blood flow to the brain. It has much better outcome with any brain activity if the body is cooled right after a heart attack. So certainly that is how they're going to be treating this individual right now. And he's sedated as well. For the reason being is that as they cool him, they don't want him to shiver. So they sedate him, and he has a breathing tube right now, I would imagine. And right now, the next 24, 36 hours, they'll probably cool him, and then they'll bring him out of that sedation and out of that cooling state and see how he's doing.
Dr. Kevin Most, a tough way to start the day in the new year, but we appreciate your expertise as always, Doc. Thank you.
Yeah, thoughts out to the entire Hamlin family. And he's certainly, Dave, I don't know if you've met him, but he certainly sounds like quite just an amazing individual.
Yeah, no doubt he was here, Christmas Eve, the Bills. He played most of that game at Soldier Field. And right now, I think anybody who's touched by him is certainly thinking about him and praying for him.
Yeah, he does this toy drive for kids in his hometown in Pennsylvania. They had a GoFundMe set up for this event that had about $3,200 in it. And since last night, more than $3 million has been raised.
It's called Chasing M's.
Chasing M's, right.
That's great. Just shows the impact of, you know, a young individual like that that can make. And let's just keep our fingers crossed and prayers to the entire family and to DeMar, certainly.
Amen. Thanks, Dr. Most.
You guys, take care, guys.
We'll talk to you on next Monday here. 7:17 right now. And, Dave, you know, I remember the 1971 Bears game against the Lions in Detroit where Chuck Hughes collapsed and died on the field. And that was the first time it ever happened, wasn't it?
First thing I thought about when we began to realize the seriousness of last night, that was October 1971. And Chuck Hughes, wide receiver for the Lions, who didn't play all that much, had a big catch in that game. And I remember Dick Butkus telling the story where Chuck Hughes was walking past him and suddenly collapsed after a play and died on the field. And just an awful situation. Yeah, Ed Obradovich played in that game, too.
I remember, too, when it's so vivid in my mind, that picture of Dick Butkus motioning to the sideline frantically to get Hughes' assistance.
Which was not unlike what happened last night, Bob.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I guess in that case, and Hughes was 28 years old, and I don't recall exactly... here it is. A postmortem examination revealed that he was suffering from undiagnosed and advanced arteriosclerosis.
Yeah,
his arteries was blocked.
And in fact, the autopsy showed he had apparently suffered a previous heart attack, which he had spent time in the hospital that season for what they had called a spleen injury, but did have cardiac problems and collapsed and died.
Well, we'll keep an eye on what's happening there at the hospital in Cincinnati. And so far, unless you've heard anything in the last couple of minutes, Dave, no update, right?
No update. Critical condition under sedation, as Doc Most said, and we'll certainly pass along any information we get.
Yes, we will. And again, our thanks to Dr. Kevin Most and Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care.